Public libraries are much more than a place to borrow a book or get reference help. Over the years, they've become community centers. In Chicago, they are urban outposts. The city's massive library construction and renovation program is designed in part to help revitalize blighted neighborhoods. Throughout the country, more cities are following Chicago's lead, using urban libraries as economic development tools, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
It's a busy time at the Near North Library in Chicago. School is out. In one corner, a mother sits reading to her toddler. Some kids race from the library's computers back to their tables. The library's volunteer homework helpers tackle assignments with some of the children.
42 take away 36 is 6. Now, are we done?
No.
Is 6 less than 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. So? What? We're done. Okay. Now, you know,
volunteer Eloise Haller says the library has made a real difference in the lives of people who live nearby.
The kids come in, they seem to like the library, they get a chance to use the internet, and exposure to the books, to reading. Sometimes with the little kids, we read to them, and they're just so excited about it. I think it's just opened a new world.
This library, with its books, computers, and discussion groups, is typical in many ways. But city officials consider the Near North Branch to be one of the best examples of Chicago's efforts to turn a neighborhood around by building a library first. Craig Davis is the branch manager.
We moved in the building in June of 97. It opened to the public in August. When we first moved in, this area still had the reputation of being kind of a no man's land.
The library is located on Chicago's Near North Side on Division Street. Just a few feet away, elevated trains rumble overhead. This area is home to Cabrini Green, one of the city's most troubled housing developments, and a wealthy neighborhood dubbed the Gold Coast. The city, which is tearing down the Cabrini Green high-rises, wants to build a mixed-income community. Construction of the library branch was the first step in that effort. The Near North facility replaced a vacant lot and a liquor store. After it opened, a major grocery store chain, Dominick's, followed. The turnaround was underway. In one of the library windows, a sign reads, "It's a safe haven for a safer neighborhood." 48-year-old Shirley Miles agrees. She is African-American, lives on a disability pension, and visits the library at least twice a week. She calls the Near North Branch a bridge for neighborhoods that have long ignored each other and an economic boon.
I don't think we would have Dominick's or some of the new growth that we have in this area if they didn't have this library here, because it's bringing a lot of people together and it makes a lot of people understand that this area has a reputation of Cabrini Green and other things. But if you come here and you see for yourself, you're very safe.
Claire McKinnon, sitting across from Shirley Miles, nods her head. McKinnon is white, has lived in the Gold Coast area for about 5 years. She often works as a volunteer at Near North.
And the most exciting thing now is people feel welcome here. And with redevelopment coming, it's absolutely probably the most important building here in the community.
Hi, I'm Bob Wallace. On behalf of Mayor Richard M. Daley, I'd like to welcome all of you to this special Urban Libraries Conference, Partners for Successful Cities.
At a conference hosted by the Urban Libraries Council, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley touted the city's vision of libraries as both social and economic powers.
The library is a place on a Saturday or during the weekday families can come to help their children learn how to read. And so this gives us an opportunity at the same time to expand and to renovate libraries throughout the city of Chicago and to become a special treasure for the people of Chicago.
The Urban Libraries Council is an association of nearly 150 metropolitan area libraries. Council President Joe Rogers says a number of library building projects across the country is booming. She says libraries are beginning to understand they have a large role to play in community redevelopment efforts.
Today, a really good public library understands itself, as the Chicago Public Library does, as being in the Chicago business, not just being in the library business, that there needs to be public investment to anchor private investment.
While Chicago is among the most active cities using libraries to spur urban growth, many others, including Los Angeles, Nashville, and Kansas City, Missouri, are taking similar steps. Over the past 12 years, Chicago has built or renovated 39 neighborhood libraries. More are in the works. on Lincoln Avenue on Chicago's north side, Alderman Patrick O'Connor watches as bulldozers clear the site of a former cheap motel. In about 13 months, there will be a new library on the spot. O'Connor says it will be a welcome change, especially for senior citizens who live in a seniors complex across the street.
This is going to be a godsend for them, a place to come to read. And as you look up and down the street, we have developers now, people that are willing to like build buildings, build businesses, build homes, looking at all of these locations because there's like it's a tumbling effect.
And Library Commissioner Mary Dempsey says even if a library replaces a neighborhood business like a motel, it can be a financial and social boon for the inner city.
We found that when we go in this neighborhood or any neighborhood and people feel more comfortable, as the Alderman said, developing in proximity to the library, the city gets the benefit back in renewed tax dollars from those new developments. So it really does help stabilize a neighborhood and bring a kind of a quality of life to a neighborhood that we're really proud to do.
Dempsey says as the city anchors more libraries in neighborhoods, she expects to see more private investment in those areas. The Urban Library Council says the same is likely to happen elsewhere as urban planners begin bringing library officials to the table when they craft redevelopment plans. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.